The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately? Well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold on the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Want to make a podcast? Let me tell you about Spotify's program for podcasters, and it's called Spotify for Podcasters. I've been using it for over a year now. Couldn't be happier from the switch. You can record wherever you create podcasts, whether it be your phone, computer, and it's easy to upload it and distribute it to everywhere podcasts are heard. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Best of all, Spotify for Podcasters is completely free. So launch your podcast today. Get started with Spotify for Podcasters. Go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Everyone targeted. Welcome back for part three of the Memorial Day special. And this is with Vader and Bender from the Kodiak Shack, the bro chat, where we're just going to talk about some of the people we've served with. They're no longer with us. Before we get rolling to that, again, I've highlighted a couple times, but the Guns Gear Memorial Foundation, I think it's a great organization. And this is something that if you're willing to support, I think is a great organization to do so. But at a minimum, throw it in your hip pocket because you never know if you might find a veteran in need. And you might need to reach out and help them. In the last 18 months, Guns Gear Memorial Foundation has given away over $150,000 to veteran families in need and are on track to give away their 20th flight scholarship this year. So incredible work they're doing there, a great organization to support, and it's a great organization to have on your radar because, again, you never know if you might bump into someone who might need some help or a young person who's looking to pursue a career in aviation. So that link down below, and you can check out Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation. With that being said, let's jump into the bro chat with Vader and Bender.
Hey, everybody, and thank you for joining the Bro Chat for a somber event, which on this Memorial Day weekend, we thought we'd take an opportunity to get back together and talk about some of our friends over the years. Unfortunately, flying jets means that I was told a long time ago that it's not inherently dangerous, but it's extremely unforgiving. And I think flying jets is exactly that. So we'll talk about some of our friends that we've lost along the way and remember those people. So thank you for joining us. Thank you, everybody, all of the Afterburn podcast fans and the Kodiak Shack podcast fans. So thank you all for being here, and we'll let Rain take it away.
Yeah, hey, thanks. This definitely it's somber, and it's kind of weird when you start to look back, like how fast things have moved along. And then you start looking at the list of the buddies who are not here. But mine started right off the get-go. And I'll start with Alec Littler. Share a quick picture for those who are watching over on YouTube. But Alec and I met when we started ASBC. So right when we commissioned as second lieutenants, we had to go to Maxwell for a 6-week course there. Alec is unique. He had an Australian accent. He grew up, he was American, but spent several years, like his early days, in Australia. So he had this like thick Australian accent. We had a lot of fun together in our 6 weeks at ASBC. I had some good advice to avoid Underground Atlanta for him. And I know he went to Underground Atlanta for like a short TDY weekend and then had someone get shot like right by him. It was kind of a crazy thing of I told you so, but Alec went to pilot training at Shepherd, and unfortunately he was killed in a T-38 crash in 2008. So that was kind of like the intro to the aviation, military aviation world for me. While I was waiting to go to pilot training, I met an individual, Sean Ruane. Sean, again, phenomenal individual, like all these guys are. He was just coming out of pilot training, just coming out of HH-60 training. And I was waiting to go to pilot training, hanging out down at Moody Air Force Base. So I watched Sean as he was like a young co-pilot in the HH-60 flying around. But he was one of those guys who always looked out for the younger dudes, such as myself. And Sean, unfortunately, he was killed in a helicopter crash. I believe they struck a flock of birds in England. But that was another one. That who's no longer with us, but another great American who gave his life in defense of this nation. Before I hand it over, I've talked about it on my podcast. We did a whole breakdown of this, but Pyro was killed in my last deployment. Pyro was a unique individual. He was one of those like the lifeblood of the squadron that always, you know, brought the energy and people wanted to be around. And It's just weird now that, you know, like these guys aren't here. They're still in my phone, which I don't know if you guys delete contacts or if things have updated throughout the years, but the advent of like smartphones, I'm always reminded because these guys are still in my phone with pictures and phone numbers and things like that. But Pyro was, like I mentioned, he was killed on our deployment coming back to the base. But again, phenomenal American and individual who all he wanted to do was fly fast jets and defend freedom. So honored to have just been around those guys for just a little bit and be able to call them friends. So I'll hand it over to Bender.
All right. So I knew Pyro as well. He was in my flight in, what do you call it? The ROTC summer training. I can't remember what, field training. Same though. So even though he hadn't flown fighter jet, he had that same kind of personality. Lifeblood of the flight. Everybody loved him. And honestly, I wouldn't be flying without his advice, which he knew some friends that had gotten laser surgery to get their vision corrected so they'd go to pilot training. I was nervous about doing that. And he was like, if you want to be a pilot, you just got to make it happen. Like, can't be afraid. And it worked out for me. So thanks to Pyro. I'll talk about Mezzer next. So Mezzer was a gambler. And he was getting to the squadron as I was kind of finishing up my time at Shaw. So we crossed paths a couple times. And the last person I talked to in the bar before I PCS, so it was my last day before we drove out, was Mezzer. And he was excited. He was about to get named. And just that energy that you get from the punks is there in their first fighter squadron. You know, he touched a lot of lives, even in the short time that he was a gambler. So, and we talked in some detail about his accident as well, but he was doing some pretty hard stuff. And now it's just a reminder of, again, we ask a lot of really all the service members, but pilots flying at night, tanking in pretty tough conditions. And Mezzer, he was kind of deep in it when that went down. And then I'll talk also about Major Blair Faulkner and student Lieutenant Matt Emmons. This happened when I was at Columbus Air Force Base. He was a class ahead of me. So we had hung out a bit, and there, so he had already tracked a T-38s, and I was about to track, I think a couple nights from that accident, but their T-38 had an aileron failure right on takeoff. So the worst possible luck, and it flipped the jet over, and neither of those two were able to get out in time. So it was pretty sombering right at that moment to kind of see that happen right at the beginning of my pilot experience, and I'll never forget those two. And then I think it goes to Vader from here.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Bender. And, yeah, unfortunately, you know, you're always happy that it's a small community because you know everybody, but then when someone does, end up, you know, dying in a crash, then everybody knows them. So Mezzer, was one of my students in, if you are watching in the picture that was up of him, was when he was in the 8th Fighter Squadron. So I flew with him on, 2 sorties, I believe. And a great guy, C-17 loadmaster, who got raided or got picked up to go to pilot training, and then F-16. So awesome dude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was definitely sad to see him go. The first person I'll talk about is Cajun. So he was Thunderbird 4. He unfortunately crashed in 2018, and I saw him about a month prior. So I was out at Nellis where the Thunderbirds are, and we were hanging out and just, it was catching up. We were in Misawa, Japan together. He was my instructor pilot for my flight lead upgrade, one of my sorties, ACM. It went slightly below average, as you would expect from me. And, but yeah, he was a great instructor, a great guy. And I think, I don't know if he came up with it in the fighter community, but, I definitely heard it from him first. And he said, just be a good dude. And I think that was one of the things that he tried to do. And he definitely instilled that in the younger generation, as he instructed them and taught them the way of the fighter pilot. So it was definitely he was a great example of what it means to be a fighter pilot, a good person, good fighter pilot. And so it was sad to see him go as well. And then the other person I'll be talking about is Guns Garen. So Guns Garen Memorial Foundation, a bunch of the people in the squadron started a nonprofit after his passing. You know, when you fly jets, you don't assume you're going to lose any friends flying planes, but when they end up passing away flying planes, it's a little more, not understandable, but you kind of are like, okay. But sadly, Guns had just what would be considered a normal or a non-invasive or not a big deal procedure. And sadly, it went sideways. And so Gunn ended up passing away as a young guy for, you know, not even in the airplane, but what he did do, he was a weapons officer. So a tactical leader in the squadron, and the weapons schools always talk about humble, approachable, credible. And he was all of the above. I mean, he was one of the most fun guys in the squadron, but he was also the most, one of the most tactical guys in the squadron. So it was great to learn from him and to work for him and with him. So I appreciated that chance. And the Guns Garen Memorial Foundation, any of the people who listen either to the Afterburn or the Kodiak Shack podcast, we've had them on talking about the good stuff they're doing. So we appreciate that our friends are still keeping his name alive and doing good things, because Guns was definitely a good dude. And then
absolutely. We were talking like this is not easy stuff, and it doesn't matter how many times you go through it. Like, obviously, the only thing you can do is carry these guys' legacy on, be thankful for what they what they did and what they were and what they meant and what they stood for. And I would like, I wish I was more eloquent with words and could do it better, but here I am with guns in particular. I was actually just editing and it's also going to come out with this, but when I went up to the golf tournament, I sat down with his wife, Kelly. We learned a little bit more about guns and the foundation, what they're doing, which is incredible stuff. And then, you know, I got to meet one woman who was helped by the foundation, Kelsey. Her husband was a Marine Osprey pilot killed last summer in a crash. And so I know we're talking about the guys that really we knew, but like obviously hundreds of thousands of people have died in service of this country. So we're only scratching the surface, and this is definitely not an all-inclusive list, but yeah, just as I guess it's a small tribute, hopefully, to pay homage to just a small portion and make people again be appreciative for all the freedoms we have because people have laid down the line. Before we go, I think we were talking beforehand too, just a few other individuals that I know we didn't know personally, but it definitely impacted the community we were a part of and are still a part of for the most part. But the, I know we all, everyone has talked about, or most have heard about Trojan. I actually had Admiral Fox, who Admiral being in the Navy, spoke about this. So Trojan was killed strafing in Iraq. And one of the prominent thing, I think there is a, the bridge at Luke going across the main road there is named for Trojan, but a prime example, killed in combat, but it, you know, took 10 years to actually find him and repatriate his remains. So you can just imagine what the family was going through during that time period, but you know, it touched so many different facets. And I think it also shows just how woven together this community is. Moose is another one that I actually flew with a few of the guys from his squadron in the last year or so talking about this, but Moose was killed transitioning an F-15 down from Barnes, then heading down to New Orleans to get some radar work done on it. I have not read the accident report verbatim, but I think you know, at high altitude, there's some suspected that there's hypoxia involved, and being in the high 40s, there's not a lot of time for you to recognize. And I think it maybe it possibly is recognized. I don't know if you guys know any more about it, but I think, yeah, the effects were starting to happen. He was trying to get the jet down safely and, lost consciousness, I think is what they assumed. And then Cage Allen, young Eagle driver, I guess this is now 2 years ago, coming up, lost his life in England on an intercept, I think a high to low intercept with some weather, and hit the deck there. But again, it just shows how unforgiving this environment is. You're flying high performance aircraft, and you know, a couple inches left or right can mean the difference between life or death. So I don't know. You guys got any other closing parting shots before we wrap up here? I'm grateful to have served and know each one of these guys or hear their stories. And, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants, and these are the giants' shoulders we stand on.
I think one thing is, you know, for Moose, it said there, you know, gone, but not forgotten. And I think when I went through 38, there was a plaque on the wall from one of the pilots that crashed in 38 previous. And then, in the C model now, the cockpit altimeter, every time it starts up, has a picture of a, like a little picture of a Moose, remembering Moose. So I think, you know, the fact that these things happen is, sadly, it's somewhat common, but the reality is you got to take them with you and remember those things, because there's lessons learned. And then there's those people had an impact on you, and they had families and everything. So it's definitely important to remember those people. Thanks for meeting up for this, guys.
Yeah, thanks. And the last thing I'll say is just a nickel in the grass for these fellas, which is a common fighter pilot saying that Rain maybe can explain better at some point with some nice visual effects. But it's good to think about them at least, you know, a couple times a year. Remember what they gave up.
Yeah, nickel in the grass. And yeah, despite all the noise that goes on, I think in the news and the media and life, like we live in a pretty great country, and there's some amazing individuals who have sacrificed and made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can enjoy these freedoms. So this weekend we honor them. So if you're sitting by the pool or at the beach, I hope you're doing that and enjoying it, because that's what those guys would want and that's what they want you to be doing. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for all the blessings I have because of guys like this.
Yeah, same.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Right. See you, fellas.
See ya.
See ya.
The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns, Gear, and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately, well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold in the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.